If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know, love, and serve you. We ask that we may come to be filled with your Spirit as we enter the new liturgical year and open ourselves to all that you want to heal us from over the past year, that we may glorify you more over the next year. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today's reading we're going to look at the first reading, and comes to us from Andrew, the readings for Andrew the Apostle. Today is a feast, and always November 30th. It's one of the few feast days I remember. You know, it's just, you know, you have a feast day, oh, this week is so-and-so, this and what, But I always remember that it's always around the last week of the liturgical year, or the first week of Advent, and it is Andrew the Apostle, because it is the last day of November is when we have this special feast. And the reading comes to us from Romans. Now, I have to bring this in because there is this dispute going on in the church right now. There's the small group of bishops and priests, and including a publisher up in New Hampshire, who are following in traditional teaching, which isn't a problem because we believe in the deposit of faith, and we believe in faith and reason, and we believe in scripture and tradition, all of that. But it is this very thin and strict interpretation of the faith, which basically teaches that your chances of going to heaven are very small, and you have to work really hard. I can hear evangelicals just shivering when they're hearing this. You have to work very hard, otherwise you will be lost. And the latest example of this, I'm not going to mention the book. The latest example of this is a brand new catechism coming from a bishop who was born under the Soviet occupation. And I think it's demonstrated very well by where this is coming from. It's published out of New Hampshire. And I'm not going to mention the name of the catechism, but it really has this intense understanding that you have to work very hard in order to get to heaven. And if you don't work hard enough, you will not get there. Or, you know, we believe in purgatory. There's a reason why. And that's an important thing, which I can talk about to people who don't believe in purgatory. Or, you know, it's just like, unless you work, well, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of school. And I have to be honest. I mean, you all know where I graduated from. You all know what school system I attended. And there were some very fine people and fine teachers connected to that school system. But I still hated school. I have to tell you, I absolutely hated it. It took me decades to get over how much I hated school. I love learning, but I hated school. And I loved, two songs that I absolutely love is School's Out by Alice Cooper. And I love the ad he did for Staples. And the other one is Brick in the Wall Part 2. Absolutely love it. So I hated school. And that was one of the things. Remember, if you're going to get out of here and you're going to graduate, you have to work really hard, because if you don't work hard enough. And you know what? There was always the question. I used to say that when I was in high school. Are there any high school kids listening? Maybe I should tell them not to listen, because they might get a bad idea. I used to always say, why am I learning this stuff? What am I going to need this for? Now, I will say to any high school students that may be listening, I ended up using everything except for French. Never used much French. But everything that I learned in school. I absolutely did. I'll never get over that. Everything I learned in school. And the one thing I figured I'd never have to use was Spanish. And I'm fluent in Spanish now. And because of my Spanish, I was able to learn Portuguese. So the thing I figured, I'm never going to use Spanish, because I was planning to be a world famous disc jockey at that time. You can see how well that worked. So you can see. But I think that's where it comes. Because remember, you always had that talk at school. Oh, you know, you have to work really hard. And, you know, one of the things I like to bring up is I never took a course in Portuguese. I learned Spanish. Granted, I took basic course in Spanish, but I basically learned Spanish the same way you learn Portuguese. You listen to the language. You deal with people who speak the language. That's how you learn, and that's how you grow in your ability to speak those languages, because that's how you learn a language in the first place. So that whole working hard thing, I'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Over.
Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast.
We're back, and we're talking about this powerful reality that we see in today's first reading, and we're looking at that within the context of some of the things that are taught by some sections, and I'll call it, I'm not going after traditionalists or anything else. It just happens to be this group of very traditional bishops, priests, and even a publishing house. And, you know, by the way, there's a very traditional publishing house down in North Carolina called Tan Books. And, oh, what's he going to say about Tan Books? Let me tell you something. Say what you want, which, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about them. They publish a lot of the writings of the saints. And that's why I always like Tan Books. You know, some people say, oh, they're traditional. So what? They publish a lot of the writings of the saints. And the writings of the saints, by default, are traditional teaching. So I don't have a problem with traditional teaching. But I have a problem when some people either give it improperly or come out with this stuff that's coming, that where these people are just happy to say, well, we're saved because we work really hard at our salvation, but those people don't work hard enough and therefore they're all going to hell. I actually believe it's the reverse. I believe that there are people who will be in hell who said, yeah, but we worked really hard. Oh, really? Why don't you go read Matthew 25 and see something that's not too different from that way of thinking? Now, we go back to today's first reading. And what is it from? Romans 10. This is on the feast of St. Andrew. And what is he talking about? That those who... I'm not going to read the reading. You go back and read it. But basically, those who understand that Jesus is Lord will be saved. Well, obviously, there's a bigger picture with that. And a way we have to understand, this is the way I understand both my faith and all of that. All right. If I say to you, there is such a thing as gravity. Now, of course, this may sound like a ridiculous an example. I'm doing it off the top of my head, too. And you're going, oh, there ain't no, I refuse to believe in gravity. And then you try to fly out a window and you fall. Well, you're lost, right? You're absolutely lost. But when I say to you, I believe in gravity, I'm not saying to you, I believe in gravity because it's something that I believe in. And you don't. I believe in gravity because I understand that's part of reality. Okay? And this is something a lot of people who don't believe do not understand. And so they'll say, well, we don't believe in Jesus because we don't believe in Santa Claus. There are people actually saying the ridiculous idea that Jesus never existed. He was a fictitious character. No, that's a ridiculous statement. There is tremendous evidence that Jesus exists and all of that stuff. But people who say that are, are speaking out of their ignorance. I'm not calling them ignorance. They're speaking out of their ignorance. So, but if you believe as we're called to believe, you're going to change your life based on that belief, just as you're going to turn around and say to someone, don't go near the window, there's no glass in there and you could fall out, you know? How am I going to fall out? Well, there's this thing called gravity. I don't believe in gravity. Doesn't mean anything. Gravity exists, you're going to fall out. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have this idea where Paul is basically talking about this truth that Jesus truly exists. And he's on people who believe in Jesus. And that's what he's talking about. And that belief is going to translate into how you live your life. And the more you grow in that belief, which is what our worship is all about, which is what our prayer, what our devotions, what Mass is all about, what our receiving the Eucharist all about, the more you believe in that, the more it's going to affect your life. Maybe a good example would be the famous line from the Bible. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So you understand that that's going to affect the way you live your life. All right. So this whole concept, which I reject, that, you know, you can believe in Jesus, you can go to Mass every Sunday and you're not doing enough. I have real problems with people who teach that, and there is a very strong traditional element, and I'm not attacking traditionalism, it's just this element within traditionalism that teaches that. There are real problems with that, and I know many evangelicals are listening to this and they're shivering at those thoughts, because maybe some of them are evangelicals because they were taught that growing up in the Catholic Church. No, your belief is going to affect the way you live, but this whole thing, you're not working hard enough. You got to work. This isn't boot camp. This is seeking to live the gospel and being witnesses to the gospel. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
Remember, when you're looking for a church to worship, consider St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. Come enjoy and worship with us at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. We're four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road.